Amen. Open your Bibles with me this morning to the 27th chapter, the book of Exodus. 27th chapter. Now this is God speaking to Moses.
Yeah.
I'm going to start reading, I think, at the 19th verse. Probably should start reading up a little above, but I'm going to start at the 19th verse. All the vessels of the tabernacle and all the services thereof and all the pins thereof and all the pins of the court shall be of brass. And then thou shalt command the children of Israel. Now I want you to pay close attention to that. Now he was the Lord was speaking to Moses. He said, now Moses, I'm giving you a command. Now, if I understand correctly, when we are given a command, the responsibility then falls on our shoulders to see that that command is carried out. Thou shalt command the children of Israel that they bring thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn always. Now, Moses, I'm giving you a command that you see that there's oil in those lamps to burn always. Very simple command, isn't it? And let's look at the 24th chapter, the book of Leviticus. 24th chapter. And I believe I'll start at the first verse of the 24th chapter. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light to cause the lamp to burn continuously. It was to never go out. These lamps, I want them to burn continuously. Without the veil of the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation shall Aaron order it from the evening unto the morning before the Lord continuously. It shall be a statue. Our Moses, this is a law.
That's a law. That's right.
Amen. This is a law.
Amen.
That these lamps are to never go out. They're to burn continuously. Praise God. Praise God.
Oh, God.
I hate to keep you standing so long, but be with you just one more minute. Amen. I believe it is 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel. All right. 1 Samuel, the third chapter. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. Now, let me say this one thing before I read farther. When God gave the command to Moses to see that those lamps burnt forever, amen, when another high priest came, the command was passed on down. Amen. Just like it is today. Amen. When this pastor leaves here, the command will be passed on down to the next pastor. Amen. So, the command was passed on down to the high priest. It was the high priest's responsibility. It was a law.
That's right.
Amen. To keep them lamp burning.
It was the law.
Amen. No matter who was priest, it was the law. Amen. There are some things I'm getting ahead of myself right now. But there is something, amen, that is the law, amen, that's been handed down to this man, amen, and that he's got to obey that law. Amen. Let me go on. And it came to pass, I'm having a problem with my glasses here. Not my eyes, my glasses.
I have a problem.
And it came to pass at that time, then Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And the lamp of God went out in the temple. Did you get that? The lamps of God went out in the temple. Praise God. That's all I'm going to read. You may be seated. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. There is some lamps that we dare not let go out.
Oh, that's right.
Praise God. We got to keep them burning.
Amen.
Praise God. We got to keep them burning.
Yes.
There's lamps, amen, that we must not let go out.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's everyone lift our hands and worship the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, let's just worship the Lord. Let's just worship the Lord. Praise 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 God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Now you see, something had happened. Amen. Eli, in his carelessness, amen, had permitted the lamps of God to go out. Amen. Quite a bit of time from Moses' time over to Eli.
Right.
Amen. Quite a difference there. Amen. And in that period of time, it could have been. Now, I'm not saying it this way. I say it could have been. That Eli might have felt, well, it don't really matter. There's probably nobody coming to worship.
Uh-huh.
And it don't really matter if the lights go out.
Uh-huh.
Eli did some bad things.
He sure did.
Amen. And the fact that he let his sons do the things that they did.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Finally, he lost the temple, the ark of God, and everything.
Uh-huh.
Amen. The lamps had went out.
My God.
Praise God.
Whoa.
There's some lamps this morning that the United Pentecostal Church dare not let go out.
Oh, that's right.
Amen. Amen. They've been handed down to us
from
God Himself.
Hallelujah.
And we dare not let those lamps go out.
Amen. That's right.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yes.
It's my responsibility as long as God gives me breath to preach. Amen. That I don't let these lamps
go
out.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. It's the brother's responsibility, a pastor in this church, that there's lamps that shall not ever run out of oil.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. I feel a preaching spirit this morning.
Is
that all right?
Yeah.
Are you going to help me?
Yes.
Amen. Turn around to the one next to you and say, let's help him preach. Amen.
Lord.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I feel like jumping up and down, shouting.
Glory.
Amen. Talking in tongues.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Friend, there's some lamps that is a fire and burning. And God knows that we want to keep them lamps burning.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Glory.
Don't you love the Spirit?
Glory.
Don't you love the Spirit? We dare not let the lamp go out on the spirit that we feel right now. Woo! Glory!
Hallelujah!
Praise God! Praise God! Praise God!
Praise God!
Amen. Lamp number one. Now there were seven lamps in the tabernacle. And I could pick out 7 lamps this morning. Very, very easily.
Oh, yes, you can.
Amen. But I doubt whether I get to 7 of them. Amen. Not the way I feel this morning. Praise God. Praise God.
But hallelujah.
Get to 1 or 2 of them or 3 of them or such a, I don't know how many. Praise God. It's according to how long you stay with me. Praise God. Are you ready?
Let her go.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lamp number 1. That is so important to us. Amen. And that is this one God message.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I believe in one God.
Ooh, hallelujah.
I believe there's only one God.
Oh, yes.
Amen. I dare not. Amen. To let that message die.
Oh, hallelujah.
Or let that go out.
Yeah.
Because, friend, there's only one God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
And if you're worshiping more than one God, friend, you're worshiping idols this morning.
All right, that's the truth.
Or frost God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Glory.
Woo!
Glory. Oh, yes.
All right, let's. What's the first scripture we got?
For there is one God.
Where are you reading? 1 Timothy?
1 Timothy 2, verse 5.
1 Timothy 2, verse 5.
For there is one God.
There is one God. Everybody say one God.
One God.
One God.
One God.
There is one God.
Yes.
All right.
And one mediator between God and men.
And one mediator between God and men.
The man Christ Jesus.
The man Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Oh, I'm so glad. Amen. That there's one God.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. I'm so glad I have the revelation. Amen. On one God.
That's right.
I remember when I first started the church. I'd just been to a service or two. Amen. My old pastor come back, sit down beside of me. Amen. And said, son, you need a revelation on one God. I didn't know what he's talking about.
No.
Amen. But I knew that a long time ago, amen, even though that I had never been raised in church, there was one time that I went to church, amen, and was baptized. And I don't even know what kind of church it was. Amen. But I was baptized. And I did read in my Bible, in St. John, where it said, when you seen the Father, you seen me.
All right, that's it. Amen.
And so I believed in one God.
Yeah.
Amen. That's all I knew of. That's the only scripture I could ever remember reading.
Hallelujah.
Amen. In the Bible. Amen. God just let that sink down there.
All right.
Praise God. He knew I wouldn't use that
one. Sure, you're going to need that one.
Amen. He just let it sink down there.
Yeah.
Amen. When I read that scripture, when you seen me, you seen the Father.
Oh, yes.
For 13, 14 years, it lay there. And then when he told me, you need the revelation on one God. Oh, I got that. Amen. I believe that.
Oh, yes, I believe it too.
We got to go on.
You're right.
What's the next scripture?
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4. Verse 4.
There is one body.
There's one body.
And one spirit.
One spirit.
Even as you are called in one hope of your calling.
Even as you're called in one hope of your calling. Read.
One Lord. One faith.
Huh?
One Lord, one faith.
One Lord, one faith.
One baptism.
One baptism. Friend, this is oneness all the way. Amen. No two in it. Amen. One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God.
Woo,
and no. Father of all.
What did that say?
One God and Father of all.
Now look, I've been taught all my life. Amen. That there's three gods.
Oh.
Amen. Yeah. Now then you're telling me there's one God?
One God.
One God. Praise God. All right, what was it?
And the Father of all.
And Father of all.
who is above all,
who's above all,
and through all,
and through all,
and in you all.
And in you all.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Woo. Who you got? Who you got in you? Jesus. Who'd you get when you got the Holy Ghost? You got Jesus.
Oh, yes.
The Bible said it's God.
Glory.
That reminds me, I was on an airplane coming from Jamaica. And I got on this plane in Miami, Florida. And I was going to Chicago. There was an elderly woman sit down beside of me, and a real dignified looking lady, dressed nice, and I had a window seat, and I said, here, you can have this window seat if you'll give me that aisle seat. And so we switched seats. She got over to the window. I like to sit on the aisle where I
do too. Ooh. That's what I like.
Amen. And so I was to see what had happened. My pastor, when I was in Jamaica, was taking care of the church for me. And he fell dead behind the pulpit. And I was on my way home.
Right.
Amen. And of course, a million things was in my mind.
Oh, yes.
Amen. And so I got over there in the aisle, and I was walking up and down the aisle, and I'd come back to the seat. And she said, you very nervous? I said, no, I'm not really nervous. Amen. And I could tell that she was nervous. And she said, well, what profession are you? And I said, well, I'm a preacher. She said, oh, a Baptist preacher? Now, this is not thrown off on no one. She said, a Baptist preacher? And I said, no, I'm a Pentecostal preacher. Well, she said, ain't that the Baptist, like a Baptist preacher? And I said, well, no, not really.
No, not really.
And she said, well, I'm Jewish. And I said, well, good. I said, you know, you and I, we believe alike. She said, what? I said, yeah, you and I believe alike. She said, what do you mean? I said, well, you see, I believe in one God. Oh, you should have seen her face. Oh, it just lit up.
Amen. Hallelujah.
She said, you do? I said, yeah. I said, you know the scripture? Hear, O Lord. Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord.
What is this?
Amen. And she looked at me, big old smile on her face. And she said, she went to telling me how that she worshiped God and how she loved Him. And I said, but you see, there's only one difference between you and I. And she said, well, what's that? I said, you see, I believe that Jesus Christ is that one Lord. And she said, you don't believe that stuff. I said, lady, I believe that stuff.
Oh, yes,
praise
that's good
God.
Stuff.
I said, I believe just exactly like the Bible says.
Oh,
praise
yes.
Praise God, I believe that.
Hallelujah.
Stuff. Praise God, I'm so glad I believe one God. Praise God. Friend,
amen. God.
I love this one God message.
Amen.
I love this one God way.
Ooh.
Amen. That's the only way.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Read, brother. What's the next?
Mark 12, verse 29.
All right. You know what it is.
And Jesus answered him.
All right.
The first of all commandments.
Now this.
Is here.
Here.
Israel.
Here, O Israel.
The Lord our God is one Lord.
Everybody say one Lord.
One Lord.
Ooh-wee. One Lord.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. Oh, I'm so glad. One Lord. One Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
How many in here know Von Morton?
Oh, yes.
Much of you know him?
Yeah.
Amen. I had prayed Von through the Holy Ghost. Amen. When he first got the Holy Ghost, he always carried a piece of chalk or a crayon or something around in his pocket. And you could always tell where Von Morton had been. Amen. Because that'd be Acts 2:38.
Yeah, that's right. He did
one
it.
One God. Written down 100. Amen. Everywhere he went, Acts 2:38. One God. One God. Friend, I'm so thankful I know that there's one God.
Oh, yes.
Praise God. I'm not trying to serve a half a dozen or two or three.
Oh,
amen.
No.
I'm serving one God.
One God.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Don't you love Him?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's lift our hands and worship Him this morning.
Oh, God.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, we dare not let this one God lamp go out. Amen. Let's keep it trim. Let's keep it burning.
Oh, yeah.
Praise God. Praise God. I don't think Von carries any chalk around with him anymore. But if he gets up to speak, he's going to let you know very quick.
Oh, he'll
do
that.
He believes in one God.
Yes, he will.
Praise God. All right. Read.
Isaiah 43, verses 10.
I like this one. Read.
Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord.
Now, I want to tell you something. There is some people that claim to be Jehovah Witnesses.
Uh-huh.
But you know who are the real Jehovah Witnesses?
I know those folks, yes.
Look at the one sitting next to you and you see
it. Yeah.
Amen. We are the real Jehovah Witnesses.
Amen.
Praise God. They're not a Jehovah Witness.
That's right.
And I want to prove it to you because they don't believe what we're fixing to read.
That is the truth.
And this is a real Jehovah Witness.
Amen.
Praise God. Read it now, brother.
Ye are my witnesses,
you're my witness.
The Lord.
All right.
And my servant whom I have chosen.
And my servant whom I've chosen.
That ye may know and believe me.
That you may know. Now, I believe you mean you may know me.
Uh-huh.
And believe me.
And believe me.
All right, have faith in me.
And understand. That I am He.
That I am He. Praise God. Now you know that one of the names of God was I Am.
I Am.
I Am.
I
He's
am.
The great I Am.
Yeah.
Amen. He said that I am He.
I am He.
All right, read.
Before me, there was no God formed.
Now, there wasn't any God before me.
Neither shall there be after me.
Neither are there going to be after me. Praise God. Praise God. Don't look for any out there.
Don't look for
it. Amen. Don't look for one out there.
No.
Amen. Hey, that just about knocked the Trinity in the head, don't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
Amen. There's none up there in front. There's none back here behind.
No.
Amen. That must just be one God.
That's right.
Praise God. Just one God.
One.
Everybody say one God.
One God.
All right. Read, brother.
I am the Lord.
I am the Lord.
And beside me there is no Savior.
And beside me there is no Savior.
Hallelujah. Praise hallelujah.
God. Praise God. Who's our Savior?
Hallelujah.
Who's our Savior this morning? Praise God. Don't you love Him?
Amen.
And beside me, there's no Savior.
Hallelujah.
All right. Read, brother.
Isaiah 44. Verse 6. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel.
Now you see who's saying this? Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel. And isn't that Lord spelt?
Capital
L-O-R-D.
That is right.
Meaning Jehovah.
Amen.
All right.
The King of Israel and His Redeemer.
And His Redeemer.
The Lord of Hosts.
The Lord of Hosts.
I am the first.
Did you hear that?
And I am the last.
I am the first. Now this was Jehovah.
Yes.
Our God. And He said, I am the first.
Yes.
And I am the last.
And beside me there is no God.
And beside me there is no God.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Woo. You talk about something strong.
Glory.
Amen. That's laying it down. Amen. I'm the first. I'm the last. Amen. And beside me there's no God.
No God.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to Revelation 1:17?
Right.
All right.
And when I saw him...
Now look, who was John the Baptist talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. In the
Jesus.
Book of Revelation. Amen. And he said, when I saw him,
I fell at his feet as dead.
Fell down at his feet as a dead man.
And he laid his right hand upon me. Saying unto me.
Ooh, I can feel the Spirit of the Lord.
Oh, glory.
Praise God. Praise God. I feel chill buff running up and down my back.
I feel it too.
Praise God. Just like glory. He laid his head on me.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. He laid his head on me. Woo! Glory.
Glory. Hallelujah.
What do you say?
I am the first and the last.
I am the first. I am the last.
I am he that liveth.
I am he that liveth.
And was dead.
And was dead.
And behold, I am alive forevermore.
Woo!
Amen.
Glory. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. My Lord, I can hardly stay here.
Oh.
Woo! Glory.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let's just worship the Lord, shall we? Woo! Everybody worship the Lord. God, I'm so glad I know who you are. God, I'm so glad I know who I worship. Praise God. Praise God. Thus saith the Lord. That he created the heavens.
God himself that formed the earth and made it.
He didn't have no one else with him.
No.
Amen. He did it by himself.
He hath established it.
He has established it.
He created it not in vain.
He created it not in vain.
He formed it to be inhabited.
He formed it to be inhabited by us.
I am the Lord, and there is none else.
Well said.
Oh, glory, hallelujah.
I am the Lord. There is none
else. Oh, God.
Now, did you get that? He said, I created the heavens.
I created it.
Amen. And I established it.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I done it. Now, this, no Bible scholar will deny that this was not God himself speaking. Amen. In the beginning, amen, God created the heaven and then the earth.
Yes.
Amen. God created.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise God. We're going where? St. John now?
St. John chapter 1.
St. John chapter 1.
Verses 1, 2, 3, and 10.
All right. Read it.
In the beginning was the Word.
In the beginning was the Word.
And the Word was with God.
And the Word was with God.
And the Word was God.
And the Word was God.
The same was in the beginning with God.
The same in the beginning was God.
All things were made by Him.
Now, there's not a Bible scholar that will deny that he's not talking about Jesus Christ.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Everyone knows. Amen. Just a little bit later, the Scripture will bring it out.
Yes, it will.
Amen. He's talking right now.
Amen.
Amen. About Jesus Christ. Praise God. All right, let's read that verse over.
All things were made by Him.
Now, I thought
and
God that said that He made all things. Huh? There's no contradiction here.
No.
Amen. There's no contradiction.
Not a bit.
Amen. These are one.
Yes.
Amen. And Jesus said, amen, He made all things. All things were made by Him.
And without Him was not anything made that was made.
Without Him, there wasn't anything made that was made. Now this is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
All right.
Verse 10. He was in the world.
Now who was in the world?
Jesus.
Who was in the world, church?
God was in the world.
Yeah. Jesus was in the world.
Amen.
Everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen. He was in the world.
Yes.
All right. Read.
And the world was made by Him.
And the world was made by Him.
And the world knew Him not.
And the world knew Him not.
They still don't.
There's only one who really knew who He was. You know who that one was? It was the devil.
That's right. He knew.
The Bible said the devil believed in one God and trembled. Amen. The devil knew who he was.
Yes.
Amen. But he was really the only one because he was in the world and the world knew him not.
That's right.
Amen. They didn't know Him as God. All right, read on.
Psalms 95, verse 6 and 7.
Let's go down to verse 10. Did you just read verse 10?
I just read, He came unto His own, and His own received Him not.
All right, He came unto His own, and own received Him not.
But as many as did receive Him,
become the sons of God. Skip down, yep. I think, the 14th verse.
All right. And the Word was made flesh
now
and
then,
dwelt among us.
I like this. Amen. Let's don't leave this out. Amen. And the Word was made flesh. Amen.
And dwelt,
and dwelt among us.
Yes.
Who dwelt among us? Amen.
Yeah.
Friend, if no one can deny that it wasn't Jesus Christ.
Oh,
praise
Lord.
God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That's one God lamp. Let's don't let it go out.
Keep that light a burning.
Let's see that there's plenty of oil in it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's preach it everywhere we go.
Praise
God. I believe that we ought to make an issue of it. Praise God. One God.
One God.
Amen. God said so much.
Uh-huh.
And He used so much.
Oh,
amen.
Yeah.
Explaining to us that there's one God. Friend, I believe that we got to believe there's one God.
Yes,
praise
amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Let's lift our hands and worship.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise
Thank
God.
You for this great truth,
praise
Lord.
Praise God.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Let's don't let that lamp go out. Praise God. Now there is another lamp. Amen. That is very, very essential. If we believe in one God, amen, we've been baptized in His name. And we've been filled with the Holy Ghost. We dare not let this next lamp go out. Praise God. It is so important to us. Amen. Without this next lamp, amen, I don't think there would be any of us caring whether we ever came to church or not.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Right.
Praise God. And this lamp has been taken out of a lot of churches, denominations. Praise God. They will not permit it anymore. And I'm sorry to say that I'm afraid some Pentecostal churches, amen, is letting this light go out. But I tell you the truth. I like what I feel when I come into this church.
Oh, God.
Praise God. I like what I feel when I came in here.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. That lamp's not going out here. Amen. Last Friday night, amen, I love the Spirit of God that was in this place. Praise God. I seen some men running these aisles. Amen. And I seen somebody dancing, somebody shouting.
Yeah.
Amen. God forbid that we ever let that lamp go out. And that's a lamp of worship.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Worship.
Yes.
Amen. Let's worship God.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Let's really worship God. Amen.
Oh,
Don't let that lamp go out.
I love you, Lord
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
People go to our churches. Amen. You know what touches them? That one God I just preached didn't touch them too much. That was all right for you folks. But that one God wouldn't touch them too much. But I tell you something. Amen. Our spirit of worship, amen, will touch them. Now, I'm not saying preaching won't touch them. I said that one God, they're not too much interested in that. Amen. But they are interested in the Spirit of God, in worship.
All right.
And friend, when we quit worshiping, amen, there's no spirit, amen, to draw anyone.
That's right. Amen.
So let's don't let that go out.
Oh, thank God.
Praise God. Let's keep that spirit of worship. Let's
worship. Oh, God.
Praise God. Where are we going? Psalm?
Psalm 95, verses 6 and 11. 7.
All right. Let's read it.
6 and 7. Oh, come.
Oh, come.
Let us worship and bow down.
Let us worship and bow down.
Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
Amen. For He is our God.
For He's our God.
And we are the people of His pasture.
Ooh, don't you like that?
Hallelujah.
And we're the people of His pasture.
Think about it. What a position
we
have.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Let us worship Him.
Yeah.
Let us bow down. Let us kneel before Him, because we are the people of His pasture.
Yes, and the sheep of His hand.
And the sheep of His land.
Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart.
If you'll hear His voice, harden not your heart.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Psalm 100, and let's everyone stand. Praise God. I pulled my watch off, and I don't know how long I've been. Probably time to shut up now. Praise God. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. But if you'll just give me a few more minutes, will you?
Yeah,
amen.
Sure.
I'm not through yet.
Oh.
Amen. Just a few more minutes. I don't know whether I can convey to you what I really feel in my heart. Praise God. I was going over this morning. Amen. And I tell you, I like to have... Now, I don't know where this saying ever come from. But I used to hear this when I was a little kid. Have a walleyed fit.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of fit
that
Texas is.
That's Texas talk.
Praise God. Walleyed fit.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, and I coming over...
That's Texas.
I was reviewing this message this morning and thinking about it. Amen. I talked a little bit about it to your pastor yesterday.
Yeah, you got the fire
Amen.
Burning already.
And friend, out there in that motorhome, I almost had a walleyed fit. I don't know what the walleyed fit is, but I almost had one.
Oh, I know what it is.
Praise God. I know what I think it is. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. All right, let's read it.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Woo!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah!
All right!
Hallelujah. All ye land!
All ye land!
Serve the Lord with gladness!
Serve the Lord with gladness! Praise God. Everybody said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everybody said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Glory. Praise God.
Come before His presence with singing.
Oh, come before His presence with singing.
Oh, yes.
Woo! I was in Israel a few years ago. Amen. Were you over there? Did you see them Jews come out of that old city?
No, I didn't go.
Amen. Them Jews on Friday night at sunset came out of that old city. They had both hands up and they had a little Bible. Amen. In one hand, the book of Psalms in one hand. They had both hands up and they stood in that old city. They were making their way down to the wall. Amen. They were singing songs. Amen. They were shouting. They were dancing.
Oh, hallelujah.
This is Jews.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't even know Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Don't even believe that Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Amen. But they came out of there worshiping God. Amen. Singing songs. Amen. And go down to that wailing wall. Amen. And pray God send the Redeemer.
Oh, Kumaria, Shandala Mahaya.
Praise God. Hula Machila Machila Mahaya.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You know where we got our worship? Amen. Right here in Psalms.
Yeah.
This is the way the Jew does it. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Singing Psalms. All right, Brother Rito.
Know ye that the Lord, He is God.
Woo. I just preached it to you.
It is He.
Know ye that the Lord God.
Yeah.
Of what?
It is He that hath made us.
It's He that is our Savior.
And not we ourselves.
And not we ourselves.
We are His people.
Oh, are you glad you're His people? We're His people.
And the sheep of His pasture.
And the sheep of His pasture.
Yes.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Woo.
Glory. Hallelujah. All of it.
Enter into His gates with thanksgiving.
Let's do it, Sam. God, I'm
Hey, let's everybody just worship the Lord. Just worship the Lord. Just worship the Lord. Woo! Glory! Glory! Glory!
You people about preach me to
death.
Amen. I like to preach at this church. Amen. There's such a warm reception. Praise God. Such a good response. Ooh. Is that all of that, brother?
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Yes.
And into his courts with praise.
Woo. Let's praise him. Let's everybody praise him. Let's everybody praise him. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord.
Oh, God.
All right, I think that's...
And be thankful unto him and bless his name.
Ooh.
Hallelujah.
Be thankful unto
Hallelujah.
Him.
Hallelujah.
And bless his name.
For Amen. The Lord is good.
Oh, everybody say the Lord's good. Yeah. Oh, the Lord is good.
His mercy is everlasting.
His mercy is everlasting.
And his truth endureth to all generations.
Woo! Let's everybody worship Woo! The Lord.
Woo! Woo! Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Oh God.
Praise God.
Oh God.
I really had one more lamp that I wanted to bring. But I really don't know whether to or not.
Oh.
What time do you usually quit? At 12 o'clock.
Praise God! Praise God, let her go. Let's hear it.
I'd sure hate to foul up a good thing. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You may be seated for just a few minutes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. There's one more lamp. And I do not know if there's a backslider in this congregation or not. I know a lot of people here. I see new faces. Thank God that I see new faces. But I don't know whether there's a backslider here or not. But out of a congregation this size, how many would you say that's in here this morning, Elder?
Oh,
50
probably.
People? Around 50?
Probably close to 50, yeah.
All right. Out of a congregation of 50, there's very possible that if there's not a backslider in here, that there is somebody that's maybe getting cold in your soul. Much as I hate to say it, there could be someone in here that's getting cold. There is another lamp that we dare not let go out. Amen. Now, oil. Now, God told Moses to see that there's oil put in the lamp.
Yes, continually.
Now, oil, amen, is a type of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Down through the Bible, oil is a type of the Holy Ghost. We dare not lose our oil. We dare not let that lamp go out. Amen. We dare not.
Oh, God.
Praise God. In the 25th chapter, the book of Matthew. Amen. I'm not going to have the elder to read it. I'm going to just go over it for you. Amen. You've been so kind. You've responded so good. But I just feel like talking a few moments to somebody that may be cold in your soul. You may not be doing just what God wants you to do. You might have a leak in your vessel. And the oil may be leaking out of your lamp.
God
forbid. Amen. In the 25th chapter, amen, it said there were 10 virgins. 5 of them were wise, and 5 of them were foolish.
Oh, yes.
Amen. 5 of them taken oil.
Mm-hmm.
And now remember, they all trimmed their lamps.
Uh-huh.
But there's only 5 of them that taken oil. And the other 5 didn't take no oil. Amen. And then they went to sleep. You see, this is what happened when the oil began to leak out. When the light began to get dim.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We'd start going
light
to sleep.
Dim.
I preach a message sometime on going to sleep. Going to sleep. Praise God. But you see, when the light starts going out, we want to go to sleep. Then all at once, the sound was given, the bridegroom cometh. 5 of the virgins, they all rose. 5 of them lit their lamps. And the other 5 said, give us some oil.
Give us some oil.
They said, no. We haven't got enough to give you and
right.
have oil for ourselves.
Mm.
Amen.
God.
And the Bible said that while they went to get oil, in other words, the Lord came.
Listen to it now.
Amen. And that last scripture there, what verse is it? The last scripture, I believe it's about 10 or 13 or something.
Matthew 25.
That last scripture said that he came. That he shut the door.
Yes.
He shut the door. They came back with oil, but it's too late.
Oh, God.
Let's not let the light go out.
Mm.
Let's not let the light go out.
Oh,
praise
God.
Praise God.
Oh, God.
Praise God. I don't know, amen, whether there's, as I said, a backsliding. Or if you're cold in your soul.
Oh, God, speak.
Devil's been talking to you. Amen. Don't let the oil go out. God, give me oil in my lamp. Give me oil in my lamp. Praise God. I want that oil. I want you to keep me shining both light and day. Shall we stand? Let's sing it this morning.
Give me oil in my lamp.
Oh, let's everyone sing.
Give me oil in my